Now, investigations are continuing into the death of the American actor Gene Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa, at their home in New Mexico. The Santa Fe Sheriff's Office said they didn't believe that foul play was a factor. In a long career, Gene Hackman received two Academy Awards, one for his role in The French Connection and the other for the Western Unforgiven. He played more than 100 roles, including the supervillain Lex Luthor in Superman.
Hello there. Lex Luthor. Lex Luthor. Possibly you've heard the name, the greatest criminal mind on Earth.
I told you this was a puny planet.
Wait just a moment. Wait. Let me get to know me better, will you, please? Wait! Look, I can give you anything you want.
Finally, 1 week later... he gave her the milk and she just drank it down, boy. She swallowed the whole thing, you know. And she called him over and she said, son, whatever you do, don't sell that cow.
He saved my life, you know. 30 years ago, I was knifed in a bazaar in Calcutta. He carried me to the hospital on his back.
Who stabbed you?
He did.
Gene Hackman there in the Royal Tenenbaums as Buck Barrow in Bonnie and Clyde and as Lex Luthor in Superman. Journalist Steve Futterman joins us now from Los Angeles. Steve, before we talk about his long career, can we talk about this sad discovery? What's now known?
Well, we basically know the facts. I mean, this happened in the middle of the night. It's still the middle of the night in New Mexico where it took place. He was living in just outside Santa Fe, New Mexico. Very lovely part. He had lived there for many years. According to the sheriff there, sheriff's deputies were called to the home where he lived yesterday afternoon. That's where they discovered the bodies of Gene Hackman, his wife, and their dog also died. Now, they have pointed out that it's still under investigation, but they've also pointed out that it does not appear to have any foul play connected with it. They aren't going beyond that. I spoke to a police investigator who's been involved with situations like this. He's not involved in this case at all, but he said to him the first thing that comes to mind is possible carbon monoxide poisoning. Now, it's been very cold overnight in the Santa Fe area this week. Temperatures near freezing, a bit below freezing in some cases. So this is all a possibility. But again, no one's saying anything official right now, but that's certainly something that you would think authorities would look at very early on. They may actually know already what is the cause of death, but they have not told us. Maybe they want to have the coroner's office examine the bodies for the official announcement. And we may get more word, I think, later today.
Gene Hackman was a great age. He was 95. How much is known, Steve, about his life in recent years?
In recent years, he sort of had settled down. His last film appearance was in 2006. And in 2008, he announced that he basically was going to retire, that he was not going to act anymore, and he pretty much led to that. He was asked once if he might come back. He said there were a few roles that might entice him, but he pretty much had decided that was it. But it was an amazing career. You look back at some of the films, you mentioned a few. I think to most people, he first came to prominence, if you're old enough to remember, I am, 1967, Bonnie and Clyde, got an Oscar nomination for that. But then Popeye Doyle, he played the detective in New York in The French Connection. That got him his first Oscar. There were many other films. A very popular film in the U.S. is a film called Hoosiers, where he plays this coach of an underdog team that's given no chance in the championship game. It's actually based on a very true story that many of us have followed over the years. But it was a basketball team, a high school basketball team. He plays the coach, and he gives this amazing, inspirational speech just before the championship game, a game there everyone predicts they're going to lose. They still play that speech at NBA games, college basketball games, when the home team is losing, and they're trying to amp up the crowd. It's such a great scene. He had so many of them. He played the scenes from Superman, where he plays a completely different type of character. Then Unforgiven, he won the second Oscar in the 90s, but just a great film. Oh, another one that comes to my mind, The Conversation. very underrated film, but he had a great role in that one.
Yeah, it's just as you're talking there and just looking earlier at his biography, you start to remember films he was in, films like Mississippi Burning. And when you go through his career, it's like he was from a really golden age of film.
Oh, he really was. I mean, and you're right. I mean, I went through the IMDb list of his films. I said, oh, he was in that one, too. He was in that one, too. Yeah, I mean, he just had tremendous roles. And he was very respected. I mean, this is a guy who could play some very deep, deep characters. Lex Luthor was not one of them. But that showed his talent that he could play a comical character like that as well. It wasn't always the serious, deep, sometimes introspective characters that he would often play. He really could deal with a wide range of performances. He appeared on Broadway as well. So, and obviously lots of television appearances as well.
Steve, thank you very much indeed for talking to us. Steve Futterman there in Los Angeles.